This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
What are you doing, New Year's?
As always, there'll be a huge crowd spending time outdoors under the world's most watched symbol of the new year. City Hall and Police Plaza held their annual briefing on security on the ground, in the air, and on the water for New Year's. The usual array of huge trucks and barricades are going to be rolled into place to thwart any vehicle attack. New York's top cop, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, says,
"At this time, there are no known specific credible threats to the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. As always, the men and women of the NYPD will be out there keeping everyone safe."
So they will be out, on, as we said, on the ground. They'll be out on the water in boats, and they'll be in the air flying over, checking to make sure everything is all set. And keep it here at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for the very latest on the arrival of 2026 as we welcome the new year. Formal charges today against a Queens mom accused of a horrific crime.
The fate of Nicole Budhai now in the hands of the court. The mother slammed with murder and child endangerment of 15-month-old Charlie Rumreka. This neighbor says she heard
too much cry.
But police say little Charlie was unconscious and unresponsive in his bathroom. Later pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Mom stable. This neighbor says first responders were quick.
Kept hearing ambulances going by, which is not an unusual occasion, but the amount of ambulance that I looked out the window and realized, oh my God, my block is locked down.
And other neighbors shocked. They say they've spoken to the family, even seeing other kids playing around. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
Animal rights advocates heading to City Hall today after carriage horse owners, they say, refused to allow a city-approved veterinarian in to examine their horses. NYCLAS and PETA want the industry to shut down completely. John Samuelson at the Transport Workers Union, representing the carriage drivers, says they're not opposed to examinations, but they have an issue with the vet that's been picked by the city. The union accuses the outgoing first deputy mayor, Randy Mastro, of handpicking the vet, alleging he has ties to the anti-carriage industry, as they call it.
If there was a secure chain of command, if there was knowledge of the lab that the bloods would be sent to, and if the veterinarian was not a handpicked hack who happens to be a lawyer for the real estate developers that want to eliminate the industry, yes, then the TW would be open to that blood testing and any other examination.
They're calling for an investigation into what they have called Mastro's abuse of power. We spoke to Mastro about the allegations.
Another ludicrous accusation, overblown rhetoric. That's what TWU is known for. It should spend more time actually trying to organize the drivers as workers under a collective bargaining agreement instead of allowing those drivers to be treated as independent contractors without guaranteed rights, without benefits, without health care.
Mastro worked with the anti-carriage group NYCLAS several years ago. It'll cost you more to ride a city bike in the new year. The company's raising its prices now for the fifth year in a row. Starting January 5th, the fees and the traditional bike overage fees for annual members will rise to 27 cents a minute in the city, 23 in New Jersey, and later in the month, the annual membership goes up about $20 to $239 a year. For non-members, those fees will jump 41 cents per minute in the five boroughs and 35 per minute in New Jersey. Ben Furness with the Transportation Alternatives Group says there needs to be a new model with public funding.
We think, you know, like other types of transit systems, we should have a blended model so riders aren't bearing the full costs and are able to enjoy biking and improve our city.
Lyft citing tariffs and its growing network leading to higher operational costs. Dozens of dogs need temporary homes in New Jersey after the roof of the animal shelter they were in collapsed in the snowstorm over the weekend. The Associated Humane Societies of Newark is looking for emergency foster homes for more than 30 dogs displaced. There was no one hurt, including the animals, but they need people to take in dogs for 2 to 4 weeks while they fix up the shelter. Olivia Gonzalez tells 1010 Winds they're open to people at all levels of experience.
There really is no ideal candidate, really. We foster to, you know, the most seasoned of animal fosters to the most green of animal fosters who have never fostered a day in their life.
The emergency foster homes will be provided with pet supplies. They just need a place to stay. And again, that's the Associated Humane Societies of Newark, if you can help out. Well, we begin every year with an upward turned chin, we point out, as we watch the most watched symbol of the year welcoming the new year. And the ball seems to be ready for its big moment.
Standing on the roof of One Times Square, testing the New Year's Eve ball.
It actually takes 2 minutes to go up and only a minute to come down.
That's Jeffrey Strauss of Countdown Entertainment supervising the display. The dazzling Waterford crystals in a swirl of color making its way up the pole for the final drop Wednesday night. But Tom Harris of the Times Square Alliance says there's more.
The ball will go up again. There'll be a flag reveal on One Times Square.
And they'll play America the Beautiful to launch the celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
For those of you drinking this New Year's Eve, we remind you, as we always do, do not drive. If you need some help getting around, once again, a Bronx auto shop is coming through with a pretty good offer.
Let's not start the year off with a DUI or worse.
We're in the body shop and tow business, and we've seen a lot.
Eddie Vasquez, their manager of 5J's Auto Shop. He says if you had a little too much, but you drove to your outing, give them a call.
We pick you up, you and the vehicle. You know, we're not going to leave you stranded without a vehicle, and we'll take you to your destination, whether it's your house, a parent's house, or your, you know, your loved ones, free of charge.
So from midnight to 6 a.m., 5J's Automotive's on the move for the Bronx community.
So if you could save, you know, a life, one or two or three during the year, then who's better than us to give that back to the community?
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, soon-to-be mayor Zora Mamdani will kick off his inauguration with some help from AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The congresswoman will deliver opening remarks at the ceremony on January 1st, a move that Mamdani says underscores his message of affordability, that government can do more for working people. Following that, fellow progressive Senator Bernie Sanders will administer the oath of office in City Hall Plaza. Thousands of New Yorkers are expected to attend the inaugural block party along Lower Broadway. Ahead of the public ceremony, Mamdani will take the oath of office at midnight on New Year's at the old decommissioned Subway Hall subway station, the old City Hall stop. At the private event, he'll be sworn in by the Attorney General Letitia James.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.